Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show star surfer Sean Dollar. He's here to talk about a new documentary that's coming out on the 10th. It's called Quiet Explosions, Healing the Brain, which has to do with TBI, that's traumatic brain injury, a silent killer impacting some 80 million people. Sean, welcome to the show. Before we get into that, I know you are a two-time Guinness World Record holder. What are those records? Could you share that with us?
Yeah, well, thank you for having me on the show. I was a professional big wave paddle surfer, meaning like I paddled into waves versus using a jet ski. And my first world record was at Mavericks, and it was 55 feet. And 2 years later, I set another world record at 61 feet at Cortez Bank.
Great stuff. So talk about September 7th, 2015, a day that changed everything.
Yeah, that was a pretty rough day. I mean, I was surfing a remote area of California and hit a submerged rock with the top of my head pretty hard. Broke my neck immediately, and I was pretty aware of that. Heard it break, heard it shatter, and struggled to stay conscious and kind of fight for my life against being beat against rocks and trying to get out of that location. And it was a pretty harrowing event. And, you know, it was definitely challenging. I'm lucky to be walking. I'm lucky to be alive from it. But, you know, really the hardest part of the whole experience was 3 or 4 months later, as my traumatic brain injury became continued to get worse, and I was treated like I was fine. Once in it, you know, I was wearing a neck brace, and I was, when you're wearing a neck brace, everybody's like, whoa, are you okay? You know, they're real ginger with you. And then when my neck brace came off, everybody started treating me like I was normal, and I was anything but.
That's the other thing too, especially as a, you know, I'm a Bay Area guy, and for a long time with Mavericks being so dangerous, and you got waves that go 40 feet high. When you wipe out and hit your head, it's like hitting the cement, right?
Yeah, I mean, when you're hitting that water, it's like jumping off of a diving board and doing a belly flop. You know, everybody knows how hard water can hurt. So, you know, we're finding that in sports, like any kind of impact on the brain or shake or bounce is a low-level traumatic brain injury or concussion. You know, you can kind of interchange those two words. And, yeah, so, you know, we found through my experience and, my brain scans that, yeah, I was having tons and, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of concussions through my lifetime of surfing. And I looked like I was playing in the NFL, meaning I played high school, college, and then pro football, and I never played football, and I'm just a surfer. So we were shocked to kind of see that evidence.
The other thing too is, as you are dealing with this, I mean, here you were, you know, you had some fame, you were a stud athlete, now you can't even work, you have a young family, you find yourself snapping at them, and then you thought about killing yourself, and then you realize that this stuff is just normal for people who go through something this dramatic, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's so challenging having a head injury, you know, like your thoughts come beyond yours. You know, you're not able to many times make a decision between what's right and wrong. You just become a completely impulsive person, and you end up having very, very dark, overwhelming thoughts. And yeah, it was a really scary time, and it was really challenging on my family. It was challenging on myself. And that's kind of what this documentary talks about, is it's, head injuries are just so neglected. You know, people really, really, really are struggling internally and struggling in their dynamics of their family. And I had such a hard time expressing myself during the injury. And so after, as I like learned, you know, how to heal from it and spent, you know, I'm still working today on it, but I've come so far. It's kind of become my mission is to speak about what it was like back then and to help people to understand, you know, and especially because really what it comes down to is you know, you have to have your support and loved ones gathered around you to understand what's going on so that you can move forward. Otherwise, you're just treated like, come on, man, like, shake it off. Like, what's wrong with you? And it's, everything's wrong with you. There's nothing you can really, you know, you're pretty hopeless, defenseless, sad.
More questions for Surfer Sean Dollar. The movie Quiet Explosions, Healing the Brain, coming out on November 10th. Did they say why you were able to walk away from that when you really should have been dead or at best in a wheelchair? Like, what was it about just getting that lucky to come out relatively physically unscathed anyway, outside of your head trauma?
There was, in particular during the accident, there was a moment where like time stopped for me, as my feet were coming over my head and my neck was about to buckle. I was, you know, doing a scorpion. It was just so weird. I mean, I've had this happen through big wave surfing where you get hyper-focused, and I knew I was about to snap my neck in half, and, time like stopped, and I was able to control my body and control my neck and just hold on and fight that. But what ended up happening is, because I didn't, you know, snap my spinal cord in half as I would have folded into it and bent it the wrong way, it's not supposed to go, my muscles in my neck were strong enough. But what that ended up doing is resisting that movement, my muscles like literally tore my bones apart. And so my break was different. It wasn't a clean spinal cord break. It was like pulling my spinous processes off my spine. It was fractures from impact and just, you know, joint tearing from muscles and tendons pulling them apart. So, you know, I kind of in that moment like saved myself, and then I have so much like trauma therapy with through big wave surfing, like how to deal with broken necks and stuff, that I knew I wasn't supposed to move, and I did all that. And after a minute or two of realizing that basically I'm just getting recycled into these rocks, I had to fight for my life. And honestly, the whole time, every movement I made, I kind of was like, this could be the last, this could be the last. And I knew that I would have, you know, you probably would have drowned at that point. If I would have been paralyzed from the neck down, there wasn't anybody there to get me. And I just, when I got to the beach, I just laid down, and it was just like, I felt like it was a miracle that I was still moving and still alive, you know? So I don't know. Somebody was looking out for me, and I'm extremely grateful to be here.
You know, with my, and I played, you know, high school and college football, and I had a couple of concussions. The one I had in college was really bad, but this was in the mid 80s, and it was basically, you know, take the rest of practice off and we'll see you tomorrow. Hopefully we've come a little bit farther, but a lot of times they say, look, you just need time for the brain to heal. But to be proactive, things like a hyperbaric tube, what can you do? And what did hyperbarics mean for you about the whole oxygenation thing?
Yeah, I mean, that's what's just so amazing, and the thread through this movie is hyperbaric oxygen. And when people reach out to me that they've had a head injury, and especially a severe one, my first recommendation is get in a hyperbaric chamber. And when the first time I got into one was like 5 or 6 months after my accident, I got out of that chamber feeling significantly better. Like the fog in my head was cleared. I could think better. And what it does is it literally just pushes fresh oxygenated blood through your spinal cord into your brain stem and through your brain. So your brain gets just doused and flooded with fresh blood. And that's absolutely critical to healing. And it starts removing all that toxicity and all the inflammation that's built up. And all that stuff gets built up. And it has a hard time leaving the brain, and it gets stuck in the blood-brain barrier. So hyperbaric oxygen becomes this like pump that pumps fresh blood in, pulls the junk out, and starts repairing all your neurons, creating stem cells. And it's like, it's really so simple, but yet it's so amazing what it does. and it's bringing a lot of people back, because most people, and the standard protocol in medicine is to tell you once you have a head injury to just rest and wait. And, you know, the sad part is resting and waiting usually means you don't recover.
No doubt. This movie, Quiet Explosions, there are a lot of people interviewed. Joe Rogan's in it, Mark Rippon, and others. So for you, last question for you, Sean, what did it mean to be a part of this project in the end now?
Well, I mean, I was honored, you know. I personally have, it's kind of become my mission to be an advocate for speaking about brain health and brain trauma, because of, you know, being so lost for so many months and having no answers was such a miserable, sad time in my life, because I was losing my family. I was losing everything I had worked for, and because my brain was so messed up. And I just don't want to see people suffer. So, you know, I'm honored to be part of this. It's got a lot of great characters in it, from veterans, you know, to people that just had medical injuries. Like, we can have head trauma from so many different ways. It doesn't have to just be an accident. And I think it's going to give a lot of people hope, because there's not a lot of information out there, and it's starting to get more prevalent to point people in the right direction. Because at the end of the day, we, like, your experience with head trauma, almost everyone's had some form of head trauma. Now, many people just have had head trauma they're not recovered from, or they're having a really hard time recovering from. And those are the people that need to see this movie. And I'm proud that the word's getting out there.
Quiet Explosions, Healing the Brain. This is coming from Cinema Libre Studio. Go to quietexplosions.com for more information. And also, check out SeanDollar.com. Check out him and his art. That's SHAW and SeanDollar.com. Sean, thanks for coming on the show, man. Really appreciate it. And well, let's catch up down the road.
Sounds good. Thank you for having me on and spreading the word.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back on Byline.